Chapter 1, September 1871, The Great Plains, Nebraska. If Penny Chapman had to listen to one more word from their visitor, she was going to try to drown herself in the beautiful china teacup she held in her hands. Instead, she nodded and pretended to pay attention. Her younger sister Alice, however, had no such problem. She sat on the ground next to the settee and hung on every word that Silas Benson offered. Penny looked at Alice and took another sip of tea in her cup, grimacing as the liquid had turned cool. Her mother had invited the young evangelist to tea after Sunday services. He was visiting from New York on his way out west to save sinners from themselves. He had been the guest preacher at their church for the past month. Everyone thought extremely highly of him, apart from Penny. There was something she just couldn't put her finger on. He had dark brown hair he wore parted down the middle and slicked back with pomade. He was clean-shaven apart from his hairy upper lip. She thought it looked like one of the barn rats was resting under his nose. The man had to be close to 30, a few years older than Penny. He wasn't ugly, but he wasn't swoon-worthy either. Marmy would say she had been reading too many novels to use such words. Penny would rather be in her room reading than sitting in the parlor trying to make mindless conversation. Penny sighed. She had dreamed of what her future husband might look like. He would be dashing, clean-shaven, a true gentleman. He would tell her how ardently he admired and loved her. Thank you, Jane Austen. But Penny knew she wouldn't get married. She would be hard-pressed to find men such as Mr. Darcy or Captain Wentworth. So, she affirmed, that she would remain a maid the rest of her life if necessary, rather than lower her standards. Penny looked at her younger sister. If she didn't know better, she would think her sister was infatuated. Silas was too old for Alice, so she dismissed the thought without further ado. Alice was 18 years old. Her long blonde hair fell in ringlets down her back, secured with a blue ribbon that matched her dress. She was leaning on her elbows, her chin cupped in her hands. She looked like a young schoolgirl, not a nearly grown woman. Alice was the youngest of the Chapman siblings and somewhat coddled. She was the delight of the family and could do no wrong. Penny sighed. It must come with being the youngest. In the family, there were five brothers. Twins, Owen and Oliver, were the oldest, followed by Caleb, Michael, and Everett. Unfortunately, Michael was killed in a gunfight somewhere near Denver. The family received a telegram from Marianne, who had followed him out to Denver, but not much else was said. Penny still didn't know what happened. She was 18 at the time, the same age as Alice was now. Penny found it hard to believe that was 7 years ago. After the boys came the Chapman girls, Penny and Marianne. After their brother's death, Marianne never came home, and now Marianne was working as a secretary for the Pinkerton Detective Agency in Denver. Finally came baby Alice. Penny and Marianne were identical twins. Penny was not quite a minute older and rarely let Marianne forget it. They may have looked the same, pale skin with a smattering of freckles along their noses, green eyes, and curly red hair that couldn't be tamed, but that is where the similarity ended. They were as different as night and day. Marianne was impulsive, headstrong, and adventurous, whereas Penny was reserved, cautious, and timid. Oh, how she yearned to be bold. Where Marianne was always out with her brothers climbing trees and performing feats of daring, like crossing the tree that fell across the creek, Penny stayed indoors and tended to her sewing and book learning. Since Marianne refused to be dressed in pinafores and bows, Mrs. Chapman gave up and turned all her attention to Penny. There were days Penny would be sitting at the window watching Marianne tie up her brothers in a game of cowboys and Indians. Penny longed to be out there, but instead, she was stuck indoors, reading Austen, Tennyson, and Wordsworth, and learning mathematics. She wished Marmy didn't drill into her that ladies should not be climbing trees, crossing creeks, and ruining their clothes. Penny sighed. Sometimes it was hard to be a lady, but she certainly did try her best.
"Penelope," Mrs. Chapman asked, "are you not going to answer, Mr. Benson?"
Penny placed her tea down and looked at the man who directed the question.
"Please forgive me. I missed the question. What did you ask?"